on the 1st of July. I've not actually received any notification of apologies. So before we start with our meeting, as a usual practice, let's observe a moment of silence. Thank you very much. As I've indicated, we have requested this special day to have this meeting to look into the report and so that the debate can happen. I see another member you're raising your hand.
Afternoon, Chairperson, and under the apologies, I'd like to excuse myself at 3:15 if that's one of the changes.
Okay. 3:50 is noted, Honourable Member. Honourable Bassoir.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I discussed with you, I would also be excused by in the next 10 minutes, but I will come back.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member.
I'm sorry, I wasn't raising my hand to you, Honourable. I was raising my hand to the Secretary because I don't have any materials here.
Let me take this opportunity to introduce our new coordinator of the committee. You remember last week, committee assistant. Yes. Coordinator. It's Nomtu Mbete. She's here. Can you wait to member so that I can identify you?
Hi.
We are going to work with her as from today. The lady that was introduced to us when we started this committee has been deployed to another committee. She has been replaced by her. Thank you very much, Honourable Member.
She is the new chairperson.
Yes. But this is Nomtu Mbete. I hope I pronounced it correctly. And let me start by congratulating Honourable Members for your good debate in the House. And it was our new debate as honorable member. And without agreeing, but it was a very good debate. And thank you very much. That is what our people have mandated us to come and do here. And thank you very much for all your participants. We are going to allow the content advisor and the researchers to lead us in the report. Members that have received the report before this meeting, I suppose. Can I get indication that you have received the report?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And because as I've indicated, because of the pressure of time, we have not actually met as management to look at the report, because that's what we're supposed to do, myself and the secretary. So all of us, we have a responsibility to look at the observation and the recommendation so that it becomes our observation and recommendation. So I'm going to allow them to take us through the things that we will change that was presented to us, and then we'll then go into observation and take observation one by one, and recommendation. take an observation and then have a recommendation on it. Thank you. You're welcome, the content advisor and the judge. You don't have to read word by word because you will receive the report, talk to it, and then lead us towards the observation and the recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
Honourable member, can you switch off your mic? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. And afternoon to honourable members and colleagues. The budget report is the content advisor's report, so she will present it. I will just ask if you have a bring up their point of clarification. So I will hand over to her to present that for her.
I think the first few pages are self-explanatory in that the first page provides the basic framework of the budget code in terms of the Public Finance Management Act as well as the Money Laws Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. And then what the committee has done in terms of interrogating the budget code 36, water and sanitation, is to systematically look at the annual performance plan as well as the strategic plan of the department and align it to the budget allocation. And this is quite critical because the targets that the department has set are a very useful oversight tool as well. And if you look at the targets, the committee can actually undertake oversight on a quarterly basis of the targets of the department. So the first page just sets out the mandate of the department, the legislative framework, that is the National Water Act and the Water Services Act, and overarching it will be the Public Finance Management Act that all departments have to comply with. That's the first page. Page 2 just gives a quick overview of the entity.
Thank you, Chair. Just maybe qualify, can we, because I'm thinking that all the members have gone through the report, the mandate, the mission and the mission. Why can't we go through to page 13, which is committee operations and recommendations?
Is this what we are doing, honourable members?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and then page 13, 14, it provides a synopsis of some of the insights and input and statements made by the members of Parliament, members of the Portfolio Committee, with regard to different aspects of the work or non-working of the department. One of the key aspects that has challenged this department for the last... One of the key issues that the department and the previous portfolio committee has struggled with as well is the financial management of the department. And the auditor, Office of the Auditor General as well, in his discussions with the department as well as reports that he undertook, I think was completely, I'll say this in inverted commas, flabbergasted at a department that is so huge with so many human resources, decisions, capabilities, and yet year after year, the findings, more especially around financial findings, are in some instances quite simplistic and simple basic accounting practices that were not followed. That was one of them. And then the other thing was that the financial viability of the department as a going concern. Because over time, the Office of the Auditor General also qualified the main account and the water trading entity. And this related to accruals, over expenditure, under expenditure, and overdrafts for both accounts. And I think in 5 years, the department has had all of these material.
You know what, Sharon, the danger you are going to face with these new members? They will want you to read what you have written.
Okay.
So what you are telling us, it's what you want to see written, because we are dealing with observations. All what you are saying, you said it in that overview side.
Okay.
But here, because the focused thing that we want the department to respond to.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe I must help honorable members. I think generally we have observed one, that one of the issues that we have observed was the challenge in financial management of the department.
Mm-hmm.
Two, and two, it was the leadership stability in the department, which affected the financial management of the department. And therefore, that should be the first observation in terms of how members, that issue that you have raised in that meeting. Yes. And sharing in her observation, he raised that to say the financial management, the material uncertainty relating to ongoing concern and financial sustainability of the department related to irregular expenditure, accrual, overdraft for both accounts, which is means that the trading account and the main account. That is one of the observations. What is the recommendation, honorable members? In terms of the sharing document, the recommendation would be page 17.
Yeah,
9.1. Yes, 9.1. So do we agree that is an observation, or do members want to add to that observation before we go into the recommendation?
Chair, what's on the page?
The report
is 17.
Recommendation is 17, and then observation.
Chair, that's correct. 17 is the recommendation.
Yes.
To the document that we have.
Yes. And then observation.
That's from
13. So I was trying to help us to move with speed, because already I could see that we're interjecting, and so that we are able to.
We thought maybe Shireen will read and then we analyze. She reads one.
What?
We
what?
Do.
Yes. Okay.
Shireen, but I've given you the first observation.
You gave us.
So do you agree with the first observation? Because that's what Shireen was saying. Honorable Mashiko, followed by Honorable Mabika, and then Honorable Seki. Yes.
Sir, good afternoon. Both the observation and the recommendation.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that part.
Okay. This will be 8.1 and 9.1, because in the recommendation it will be number 9,
yeah.
And then in the observation it will be number 8.1. Honorable Mabika?
Yes.
So I'm a little bit confused. Because earlier you said she mustn't raise the argument, she must talk to it. And this side, members are saying, she mustn't talk to the document, she must just read what is it. So one...
No, no, I mean, but what they said was that which is not this side of, and seconded by other court members.
No,
it's
not seconded. Yeah?
No, but I've asked you, honorable member, to say, do we go into observation and findings and recommendation? You said yes.
Yes.
That's what you said. So I'm saying, so let me start there. Do you agree that we start with observation and go to the recommendation?
Yes.
Can
we just allow the to read the document, starting from the observation until to the recommendation? Then we'll come.
That's what we're saying.
Yes, but don't interject and stop there.
No, no, just leave interject.
Yeah, so
sure.
She must just read. We will come afterwards as a member of the
portfolio.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Okay, I think the financial management of the department has been covered. The second point was the instability in leadership and the resultant impact on service delivery of water and sanitation services. The main concerns in this regard relate to the instability noted in the appointment of the Director General, as well as a number of acting positions in the department in the last few years. Members noted that this created major problems in government as a whole and argued that there is a definite need to improve the management of employees as well as to ensure consequence management mechanisms in place to address transgressions by employees in the department. That's the instability in leadership. Then the war on leaves program that related to the unaccounted for budget, which led to unauthorized expenditure. And the argument made by this portfolio committee was if this program was a lead program, was pronounced by the president, why was this program not budgeted for, and which resulted in unauthorized expenditure. And then the equitable share in the municipal infrastructure grant, that's quite a significant one because I think many departments as well as municipalities are grappling with this issue. Despite the significant funding of water services, inter alia and equitable share in the municipal infrastructure grant, there is considerable evidence that a very low proportion of the equitable share is actually spent on water services. In addition, billing and cost recovery are generally poor, with some areas not being built. As a result, daily operations and especially long-term maintenance are significantly underfunded. Then the infrastructure projects that were deferred due to the lack of planning capacity and leadership within the department, which impacts on service delivery. The next one was the bucket eradication program. The money allocated to the bucket eradication program since its inception to date, and the department gave a reason that no budget was allocated for this program at the beginning. However, for the year under review 2019-20, the bucket eradication program is allocated $607 million. The provinces affected are the Free State and the Northern Cape, and the department indicated that it will submit a full report in writing on the project from inception to date. Another critical issue, cooperative governance of water and sanitation services management and delivery. There were members expressed the concerns that the many challenges at the municipal level in relation to the delivery of water services. These challenges include poor maintenance and refurbishment of infrastructure, which result in increased interruptions in supply and high levels of accounted for water, poor management of wastewater treatment works resulting in deteriorating raw water quality, slow delivery of sanitation services, and inadequate cost recovery in the water services sector. The department noted these concerns and maintained that the intergovernmental relations framework of work between three fields of government must be strengthened, especially in terms of service delivery of basic services such as water and sanitation. Another observation by the members of the portfolio committee was that there is a lack of monitoring and evaluation of the work of the department. And then another critical issue raised by members of the portfolio committee was that the grants used by the municipalities for other purposes and the legislative mechanism underpinning these particular grants should be strengthened. And the conditional grant focus on the principle that if one does not use it, one loses it. However, the portfolio committee members argued that if one applies that principle, then it's going to impact on communities in terms of service delivery. And then the one department has a number of entities that allows to do work on its behalf, like a water board. And then one of the concerns highlighted by the Office of the Auditor General was that there was a lack of supply chain management issues and the use of implementing agents. So correlating to that is the extent to which the department undertakes oversight over the whole issue of supply chain management and procurement once it gives projects to implementing agents. This has resulted in irregular expenditure, which raised questions by members of the portfolio committee around the standard practice of oversight of and compliance by the implementing agents to supply chain management issues by the department. And then to the recommendations.
Can we get members to, if there is any other observation that is not included in the report, if you want to add? Do you agree, Honorable Seki?
Chair, on the observation, you pardon me, there could be some numbering here that we have to work on. If you look at the financial management, we agree with that first phrase, but we are also adding some few that at the end, it must, on the accruals, overdrafts, and both accounts, you must add in brackets so that it should be specific on the main account and the trading, the water trading entity. And Chair, let me just qualify what I want to say. Because when we have looked at these numbers, so if the other parties would agree in principle without changing the content, but try to link similar issues. If we are talking about performance, let's put them under performance. If we are talking about budget, and so if we go to water list, there's a sentence there we just added for as an observation. Under that questions were raised on the water list, there's a paragraph that says the funding of the bucket allocation program from its inception to date was raised as a concern. We are just emphasizing what you said there, Sherry. And then I think the rest is fine. When you go to 8.4, Sherry, we are fine with that. The only addition is that cooperative governance, we are changing that phrase, that is cooperative government, should be cooperative governance of water sanitation service and management. And just the last two checks on the observation, on infrastructure, it says the committee noted the deferral of projects. The internal construction units of the department is unable to capacitate municipality where capacity is needed. So it was noted as an observation or as a note that the current internal construction unit is unable to assist capacity. Then she has a new observation leadership. It says, you remember in the presentation, both ministers, if I want to remember, talked about the pollution, where polluters are not being observed. So it's a pollution of our water system, more especially by industry, affect the quality of water consumed by citizens. Just please say the note. Those are the observations, Chair, and then we come to the recommendation.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tiki. I hope this the team has noted them. Any other observation? Honorable Mashego?
To me, it might be an overemphasis of a point that might not have been mentioned, if indeed it is implied. On the perpetual education program, and just as an additional point, if it is not implied in the body of the I remember that in the by word of mouth, the minister did indicate this issue that in the process of this management system of finance, an intention is there to appoint a CFO. I'm lacking the ways of making it a note, but because in order for us to deal with the malpractice of the financial management thereof, she proposed, I'm sure it was Deputy Minister a retired CFO shall be employed to deal with the incapacity or the inability thereof of spending. I don't get a sense of that phrase in the quarterly report as a whole. As a note, what you will let the resolve if you do not note it somewhere.
Okay.
I think we don't need to put that in as a note, because when we go and look at the organigram of this directorate or this department, it is clear that most of these positions, as well as the CFO, was acting in that position. As a matter of fact, if we want to put in something, then we rather must say that all acting vacancies of DGs must be solved with immediate effect. It depends on whether we have budget for that. That is what I would suggest, but not specifically a specific post.
Okay, Honorable Fakai.
I think both members could be correct. I think the point raised by the honourable member in terms of the observation, it's going to find its own recommendation in terms of the presentation. But what the honourable member Mashako is dealing with, it's dealing with the financial management to add an emphasis on the basis of what the minister said. Remember, what the minister is focusing now in this observation, the strengthening of the financial management system, and then saying a retired CFO should come in and assist the department in terms of ensuring the performance management in terms of the finances. I think the issue of the instability, that's where then comes in, the issue raised by the honourable member. So I'm saying in the observation, the SAFO was raised in particular in terms of the financial management assisting the department. Thank you.
I think maybe Honorable Mashego is supposed to have made it as a commitment of the executing authority, because in the meeting, as we engage with the budget, we take cognizance of the commitment that is made by executing authority, so that we are able to make her to account for the commitment that we make in the committee. So I think that's what we should actually take it as a commitment, not as a note.
Yes, I hear what you say, but I disagree with this thing of saying a retired CFO, because then it looks like you have IP, not a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
So let us not go and say a retired, because then it also comes back to that we are now starting discriminating against whoever person that are capable in filling this vacancy can go into this vacancy. Even person let us just say a CFO then for that
matter. Yes. I think what we must say, the commitment of the executing authority to fill the post of the financial manager must be expected.
Of priority,
yes.
Or something like that.
Yes. Thank you very much. Do we agree in terms of the observation? Can we go into the recommendation? Honorable,
thank you. No, I'm just saying, let's note that in that observation, you just presented a recommendation which you support. I think there was also an addition to that, so that we should not miss it.
Okay. Thank you. Content advisor on the recommendation.
Yeah. It is recommended that the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement. It is recommended that the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation request the Minister of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation to address the following. The Department of Water and Sanitation, in consultation with National Treasury, must urgently develop and implement a financial recovery plan for the improvement of the department's financial position and service delivery performance with reference to accrual, under expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The recovery plan should, amongst other things, encompass the following components. A review of strengthening of governance and monitoring mechanisms, a review of internal controls and delegations regarding financial management, a review of the construction unit in the department to ensure that skills and capabilities are properly, optimally utilized for all infrastructure projects. I'll stop there with 9.1. Then the Department of Water and Sanitation must provide quarterly reports to Parliament on the following issues. The material uncertainty relating to the growing concern of financial sustainability of the department related to fruitless and wasteful expenditure, irregular expenditure, and qualified audit opinion for both the main account and water trading entity. I don't know if members would want to put a rider there to say that in the last 4 years, or just leave it.
Yeah.
Hey?
Okay. Are you done, Sharon?
Yes. The department must provide evidence of consequence management for poor performance and strategies to improve performance. The department must provide well-articulated plans to address the management and leadership shortcomings that were identified. The department must establish a monitoring and evaluation unit to improve financial and non-financial performance within the department. The department must submit a report on the total cost of the bucket eradication program and water needs program since the inception to date. On page 18, the department must consider using their internal construction unit to assist municipalities that lack capacity to implement infrastructure projects. 9.6, the department must consider using its internal construction unit so as to diminish exorbitant cost overruns associated with using implementing agents on emergency and other related infrastructure projects. 9.7, planning and effective financial management with associated budgets for operations and maintenance must be prioritized. And the last one, consequence management on transgressions by employees must be enforced using the necessary legislation. Thank you.
That's our recommendation. Then we have to, if members agree with this recommendation before we go to it, and if we agree, means that our report, members should not go there and say we don't agree with the report. So if you are not going to adopt the report, you must declare it in the meeting so that it should be noted. Unlike you agree with the meeting, you go into the house and say, this is not our report. So I think that's what, before we add and change, we must actually agree, whether we agree with this recommendation. And we'll if there is an addition, we'll then come to that. I'm going to, we must do it as party. Can that be done?
Chairperson, thank you. Good, agrees.
Okay, thank you. ANC?
Chair, we do think that the general class of the report is agreed, but there are, with all the recommendations that are being amendments made, especially, for instance, you will find that in the numbering of the report as it might differ with the principles of the report, but not to collect it and design it in the report to get the report thing to get the problem.
I jump to you, Honorable Mabika, because Upasol has declared that they are not going to support the report. So that's why I jumped around. Members should not get surprised already. GA said they are not going to agree with the report. Whatever you talk about, they are not agreeing. EFF?
Thanks so much, Chairperson. We will abstain.
Honorable Becky and Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Chair giving you this said they are not going to agree. You were supposed to give them just for them to put it on record. The honorable
I thought if they report it to the record to notice, but you can do it on behalf of your party.
Maybe he is going to do the right thing.
Thank you, Chair. On record, we know the report without committing ourselves whether we support it or not.
Thank Honorable Becky.
Okay. No, thanks, Chair. Let's just do what you said, Chair, after that political parties view. I think as we did, remember, Mokoti. I'm not excluding you to other members. Just we had a nice debate. Let's note that some points we have brought them together, or the thinking is that let's consider them coming together. Let's look at 9.3. A 9.3 will combine it with 9.7. Phrase it nicely. Like we are saying, administering of this, I think the chairperson said there will be a management team with Sharon and just to clean the document. I think in principle, we are thinking that these are sequential incidents that can assist us to move in that direction. And then we just added another resolve, which is under the same heading of 9. The department should work with the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation in the presidency to enhance the monitoring and evaluation of evaluation system within the department. So I think it's the new resolve. I mean the recommendation. The other thing, Chair, while I'm moving to the next one, let's also note that there's a debate on whether must and should work in concurrent. Mm-hmm. So when I look at my little dictionary, we have noted that what we do, we recommend to the department. We're not instructing it based on the acts of Parliament and the like. So Sharon, we will work, rework the English and then use the word should instead of must. And then with what you have already noted on the side of the bucket eradication, there was also what the minister committed to ensure that the department will eradicate this bucket system within 6 months. So we want the department to furnish us with to furnish the committee with a report. Remember, even in the report, it also reflects a 607 million to be allocated, but we need a report for that. And also a report to be submitted on quarterly basis. Then the last one, Chair, is the new recommendation that, if you remember, that we have presented. That was talking about pollution. That the polluter pay principle should be much more enforceable, and the department should monitor it. In other words, those that are on the wrong should be corrected. And others are purely administrative in terms of bringing one point to the other in terms of numbering. You can see them go for chief.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Do you agree with the input made by Honourable Peggy?
Yes.
Thank you.
I thought
you are going to add on the same, because I wanted us to agree and then we go to another addition, and then, or should we allow all the additions? And I'm trying to avoid the situation where we confuse those that are writing the report. Sharon, what would be the good way? Should we get all the inputs and okay? Let's get the Honourable Sikhai, and then you will come, Honourable Member.
I will await the Chair and take your direction. I will take your direction.
No, I'm saying, she says we can throw them, and then at the ultimate end we'll then get members to agree on a particular issue, on the issue of the recommendation.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to make an addition on the recommendation as presented by the official. The 9.2.1, we need to add, because it doesn't put the emphasis that you want to do. After the for the sentence read as follows: the irregular expenditure and qualified documents of both the main accounting water trading entity. We are saying those should be resolved with immediate effect, because the recommendation is clear. It doesn't put any emphasis exactly on what you want to see happening. Then coming to 9.3 and 9.7, there's an area in the monitoring that we didn't resolve.
getting the recommendation, the area of planning, we are saying in addition, in terms of the department establishing monitoring evaluation, there should be an additional area of planning and effective financial management, which is associated budget for operation and maintenance. Those areas need to be prioritized. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Ajay?
Chair, it seems to me I'm getting old now. But I think it was on the pollution thing.
Okay.
Because many of our waters get polluted and we don't have control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need, I don't know if it is at the right platform where I want to add it, that some of the municipalities need to get their bylaws or strengthen their bylaws in order for us to get lesser pollution into our waters. I don't know how we're going to get that one right, but that is definitely a problem in terms of pollution.
Okay, Honorable Mushala.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Can we go back to page 15 on observation 3.5, talking to infrastructure projects being deferred? I think we need to add that there was a question that arrived today. Let's say that if the department will be able to start new projects in this financial year, the majority of the mega projects will be set. So we want to know if the department is going to be able to start new projects. Yeah, that's the planning of the department.
So we should put
it in
the recommendation. The department must not build any new project unless they finish those that have been deferred.
No. I'm asking. This is a question that arrived in the meeting, asking the minister if the department will be able to start new other projects, since we see a lot of the projects being deferred. So we want to know, are we going to be able to start the new project? There's a huge issue of Lesotho Highlands water that was deferred and is costing the department plus or minus 26 billion of wasteful expenditure. So we want to know, are we going to be able to start new projects? If all other projects that we were supposed to start, we're not going to start now, or what are we going to do?
The issue and the deputy minister, when they responded, they said that in their APP that we were given, they indicated the project and the name of the project and the one that is going to be funded in the APP. So I'm not sure, because this is the report that is going to Parliament. We will not get the minister, we can only get the minister to ask that question when it comes again in 3 months to come.
Mm.
But at that time, that's what they responded. And I thought honorable members were happy about the response. And if we're not happy, we can then wait for them when they come as a department and repeat the same question. Because that's what we said. We refer to the APP, which has got all the names and the location of the project and the budget of that project. That's what the DG of the acting DG has actually responded to such that question.
Honourable Vic. Chair, let's support your response. But just note what Member Mushala is saying, that I think in our concerns and observation, there's a point where we requested clear plan. Now, if the new project is going to start, whereas the other one is abandoned, landed the property. I think that's what she's raising. And I think, Chair, you are answering. So that plan that we are requesting the department should give to us is going to take care of the concern minimum, shall I say, because we're going to, some of these projects, we also know them. We don't just read about them. We know them. Like the project of the work William Boker. What is happening there in terms of infrastructure built towards community? I think we're expecting in that report to have such. If they are going to start another new project while that is still standing, then it's a concern to everyone in the community. And then the work, what means to work, Chair? Some of these names we need to look at them. Is it hope in Africa?
It's a farm that
I'm not sure of order, Chair.
Yeah, you are. But I think you are correct to ask what does that do. It's a farm that the dam is being built up. We bought a farm called the Wok. Then the dam was named after that farm. So, which if you believe that it needs to be changed, there is a process that doesn't belong to this committee to change the names of them and other things. Honorable,
thank you, Chairperson. I was just come to my mind. I think what we need to put into the recommendation is that new projects will only start once
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, it's listening to them, if they have abstained from this specific, and the two speakers earlier on did not want to add anything to the recommendations, now I hear Honorable Aris wants to add. So please tell me, am I on the right track here, or is it normal for abstention and then addition afterwards?
Thank you, Member.
Thank you.
I think that's why I ask honorable members, because it's a futile exercise for all of us to not attend other matters that we're supposed to attend, sit in a meeting and engage and agree, thinking that we agree. And when we arrived at the house, it's like we've never had a meeting. And it's even making our staff, they are working for all of us. They are not working for a particular person. They are working for all of us. If they bring a report, we say we agree with it, but when it becomes in the house, we say we don't agree. It's very wrong in principle, and it's something that, that's why I started to say that let's start there at the beginning. If you don't agree, then we close the meeting, and those that agree, if they are in majority, the report will proceed. Because immediately when you say you don't agree with the report, if you don't have majority to pass the report, it won't go to Parliament. That's what it means. So, and if the majority agree, it will go to Parliament. So I think honorable member is very right. You don't say, I abstain, and then you want to make comment. Who's going to take your report to Parliament? Because you said no, you don't want it. Because the only time when the department implements the report is when it's adopted by Parliament. And if you don't approve the report, and you want somebody to take you on your behalf to the Parliament, and you arrive at Parliament and say, I don't agree. So it's not, actually it's not there. Because if those that are in majority can say, if this one they're saying we don't agree, and our people won't
won't take easy from all of us, including the opposition, because you have been voted to come and agree on a budget to service them. If you say the budget must not be passed, you are saying the service delivery must not go to the people. And it can happen at some point. It's just those that are in majority believe that we're coming here to deliver. But if we have to play games, we can say we don't pass the budget, we see, and no budget, in terms of the law, no budget will be passed. Therefore, the service delivery will be stalled at all costs. I think Honorable Member is right. Honorable Mashu.
I know that the contributing Honorable Member, I wanted to say exactly what a member who is saying. In that fact, you made a ruling earlier on just that the member said it insisted that allow the CA to speak. Because we are very concerned for that. If those that are not going to speak, they are to speak. And then I moved the motion to second it. We were supposed to move, but you were a little bit that night. Exactly what the point of good I second that. Let's continue with the view that the better putting forward.
Okay,
honorable Mabita. Chairperson, the general understanding will be that the EFF members are abstaining because maybe there is a feeling that their views have not been included in the report. And then I'll then agree with the Honourable to say if they have they are putting some additions and those additions are accepted and included in the report, that would mean that they are happy, they will be happy with the report at the end of the day. Because you can't say let us add 1, 2, 3 and if that is added and you say, okay, I've added this but still I don't want it.
Honorable Iris, because we are starting to build the family, let's avoid point of order and allow members to find themselves within this train. We'll start the point of order as we proceed. At some point we'll reach that level. But now let's accommodate one another and allow you know, there is one leader who says allow Kubatwa, therefore you can then make your own input if you think Bafa Fata. So Honorable Iris, you can now come in. Let's not actually interject.
Thank
on
you, Chair. I just want to say to the member, dear, you finish the EFF to the lady, which party are you? Don't speak on behalf of the EFF. It is our position and it is our right to upset. So don't be sorry for
us. We're only in our time.
Thank you.
I want to speak on this observation.
question. That's all I'm asking.
Honorable Mashio? No, Chair, that's what the DG when he came back said, that remember the narrative was that of the 16 billion rand that we have, there is quite a lot of accruals that are there and that we might not have the money to start them. And in answering, he said that no. Remember, no, he did not say that. But I think the point is...
No, I don't think we should speak on behalf of the DG. Earlier
on, Cheche, when I said...
Honorable member has to leave and we have to have a quorum for us to adopt the report.
Yeah, earlier
so
on...
Can I stop you and allow us to adopt the report so that we allow... Honorable member said he's leaving at 3 o'clock from Good. So... Can I stop you, Honorable Mashiro? I know that I'm suppressing you, but Honorable has said he's leaving at 3 o'clock, and therefore the time has come. And we must adopt, we need his number.
I remove the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much with the amendment. Honorable members, do we agree with the Honorable seconders for the adoption of the report? Honorable Good, before you go, thank you very much. The Good second, Honorable Akas from Good seconded. And then, therefore, the report has been adopted in that with amendments. And thank you very much, Honorable.
Honorable
members.
Yeah, you must call this one to order, this one.
Honorable members, Honorable Mashiro and Mashala come from one place. So don't entertain their issues because you'll be left here in George when they go to report us together. So thank you very much, Honorable members. Honorable Iris, thank you very much. Honorable members, the debate of this budget vote will be done on this. Good luck for your debate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
You are wrong.